This is 89.1 KUAR and All Things Considered. I'm Michael Heplin. A federal lawsuit is pending over a project to build a transmission line through Arkansas, delivering wind energy from Oklahoma to near Memphis. In this week's issue of Arkansas Business, there's a closer look at arguments in the case involving two groups of landowners who would have to sell property. Joining me is Arkansas Business reporter Kyle Massey, who has been digging into this. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Michael.
Thanks for talking with me.
My pleasure.
So I take it the property owners don't want to sell.
Well, some of them don't want to sell. And others sort of resent the idea of being forced to sell, even though they might get a good price for the use of their land.
Every member of Arkansas's congressional delegation has come out against this project. It has been approved by the U.S. Department of Energy, and there would then be the federal power of eminent domain. This has been fairly common in the past when it comes to construction of interstates, or before that, construction of railroads. Is there anything different here?
Well, the delegation would say the difference is that this is to benefit a private company, that's Clean Line Energy Partners of Houston, and it's a little different from an interstate, in that Clean Line has not been declared a utility by the PSC, so the congressional delegation is framing this as an unprecedented partnership between the Department of Energy, which is backing the project, and a private company.
And you spoke with Clean Line Energy's Executive Vice President, Mario Hurtado, who said he expected some opposition but was puzzled by what's happened in the state.
Well, he said that there's opposition to any large infrastructure project, but he was surprised in that all of the state's congressmen and senators are Republicans. They usually take a pro-business stance, and he sees this as a very anti-business stance.
Beyond construction, which would involve about 1,500 direct or indirect jobs, what would be the benefits of this project?
Well, there would be a few jobs in maintaining the line, but the major benefits would be to the landowners themselves, who would reap up to $30 million in payments for the land easements and the structures put on their property over the 40-year life of the line. And the big number is the $147 million in taxes that would flow to the 12 counties that the line crosses.
And there's also talk of cheap energy.
Well, there would be cheap energy. The line would basically double the amount of wind energy available in Arkansas. And I should also mention that there are two manufacturing outfits with operations in Arkansas that would basically be adding about 200 jobs. One, a cable manufacturer in Malvern, and then Sediver, which is a French company, and makes glass insulators. These would be suppliers to the project, and these would be some lasting jobs in Arkansas as well.
And they actually got some state incentives.
Yeah, it's true that Sediver got, I believe it was $340,000 from the Quick Action Fund through the AEDC, the Economic Development Commission. The AEDC now says that plant was going to be going up in West Memphis anyway. That's not exactly the line we hear from Clean Line and Sediver, but that's what they were telling me.
What's expected to happen next? Are the landowners and Clean Line Energy talking possible settlements, or is this going to end up in court?
Well, it's already in court, in federal court, in a case filed in Jonesboro by two sets of landowners, but Clean Line is negotiating with individual landowners, and they have commitments from a great many of them, as I understand it. So these people are holdouts, the ones that are fighting it. Some people are happy to sell easements to their land. They can still use the land. They're not selling the parcels of land. They're only selling the easement to for the power line to go through, and the right to put up the power structures on their land. They can still farm row crops or grow hay or whatever under the lines, Clean Line says.
Is this typical of what we've seen in other states when these kind of projects go through?
Well, I can't speak for all other states, but I know that these type of infrastructure projects, be they power lines or pipelines or any other thing that cuts across people's land, it can be emotional. People who are with ties to the land, many going back generations, they don't want to sell at any price. And they feel resentment toward being forced to give up any land rights that they don't want to relinquish. So I think a great number of people probably find this attractive and would be happy to have the money for the line coming through their land. Others feel powerfully opposed to it.
That's Arkansas Business reporter Kyle Massey. His story is in this week's issue. Thanks for talking with me, Kyle.
Thank you, Michael.
This is 89.1 KUAR.